Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Plenty of news happening around the country this week that just didn't quite make the national headlines. Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio to tell us all about it. How's things?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. All set for a quiet weekend.
I'm being a company man because I'm doing the Anton Savage show. I'm doing papers over the weekend.
Company man, so. I love it.
Yeah, I can't get enough of News Talk.
Exactly.
You know me, Monday to Friday and at the weekend. So I'm doing that and then my family visiting. So major. What are you up to?
Actually, nothing.
Now, I can say this and be in Paris for the weekend.
No, I definitely won't. I'll be in Dublin very, very much in Dublin for the weekend.
Like sitting in doing nothing?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
unusual.
I think. Yeah, I actually, do you know what? I'm exhausted.
I
just want a quiet weekend. Anyway, tell us about this couple who, just their holiday turned into something like a movie scene.
Yeah, your worst nightmare. So it's a couple from Meath and Dublin. We're going to them for our first story. This is Andrew Byrne and his partner Sarah Kenny, who've told how they survived a horror blaze in their Turkish holiday resort and also saved six other people from the fire as well. They had to go from balcony to balcony to escape the fire that erupted in their five-star hotel in the resort of Marmaris, I think that's how you say it, in Turkey last week. And it got so serious, by the way, that they were trying to send messages. They were trying to send voice notes to say goodbye because they thought they were done with this fire. Mm. So the couple were on a seven-day holiday last week to celebrate their relationship of 6 months. They're on the top floor of the hotel and the blaze broke out at around 5 a.m. local time. Woke up to a smell of smoke. The room was full of smoke.
Oh,
and handily, they'd left the balcony door open because of the heat, and they reckon that's actually what saved their life. But they say that they didn't hear any fire alarms or smoke alarms going off, realised they had to get out and save themselves, but also knew there were several other rooms on their floor of the hotel. So they went room to room raising the alarm, and they got three elderly couples in their 70s from their sleep, and then they had to try and get away from the fire. So they had to jump from balcony to balcony with the six pensioners to bring them to safety. And Andrew said they put wet towels at the foot of the door in each room to protect the group from the smoke, and they had to raid the room's mini bars to get water for the elderly people as well. As I say, your worst nightmare. Mm. You describe it like a scene from a movie.
Big
anyway,
time.
They rescued all the elderly people and themselves. They did lose some of their clothing, unfortunately, in the fire, but the main thing was that their passports and their money was safe, and they say they're happy to survive the blaze. So we've two heroes, Andrew Byrne and Sarah Kenny.
Fair play to them. Such an incredible thing to do, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. On a lighter note, an unusual find in a beer garden in Cork.
Yeah, so we've had lovely weather. Some people are tempted to go to a beer garden, but it's not just humans who want to soak up the rays, because we also have news of a small pet bird who found a temporary home at a Cork pub after flying to the beer garden to soak up the sunny weather. This is the budgie Joey. And his poor owner, Vanessa, had sleepless nights after Joey went missing and went across the city centre this week. We're told that the Cork woman feared the worst, thinking he'd flown miles away. Little did she know, though, he just popped across the River Lee and in for a pint in a beer garden. So the budgie flew to Dwyer's, which is a pub on Washington Street, travelled only about half a kilometre, but still a long way away for the budgie, because the budgie wouldn't be used to flying that much. And he latched on to the bartender, Ava. So Joey landed on Ava's shoulder and was trying to make some new friends. And the owners of the pub say his friendly nature fit right in with the team, and he hung around the beer garden for a while. And they posted online to say that we've lost, or this bird has come in that has been lost. Luckily, the bird landed on Ava's shoulder, hadn't left the place since, but he's back at home now. No more beer gardens for Joey, and the weather changes next week, so he probably won't be tempted to go to a beer garden now.
Yeah, it's a gas story, isn't it?
I
know. Now. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Car service. What's this about?
Yeah, we're very proud of this story in Kildare. So Kildare has launched a community car service as a free taxi for the elderly and infirm. And it's an initiative between the council, the Go Car as well, the company. They've done this partnership, which will provide vital transportation support to people facing mobility challenges. So the community car is going to start off in Kildare town initially, but they are hoping to roll it out right across County Kildare. And the service is designed to assist older people and infirm people people who need transportation. So they'll bring you to hospital appointments, they'll bring you to healthcare appointments, they'll bring you to social events and community events completely free of charge. And they have volunteer drivers as well who will ensure a safe and comfortable door-to-door experience. I don't know if this happens in any other parts of the country. You might let us know, but a great idea.
So it's a fantastic idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
So it's members of the public that are volunteering to do this?
Yeah, volunteer drivers. So they'll have the chat and make sure you get to your hospital appointment on time. So it's going to start off in Kildare Town and work within a 10-kilometre radius of Kildare Town, but they're hoping to expand it countywide. But it feels like this should be something that's nationwide as well,
yeah,
really.
It's an amazing story.
Yeah.
Oh no, so no,
what is this about?
Who doesn't love a good wake on a Friday? I prefer a wake to a wedding, I have to say. I think
Stop.
The more crack.
No, you don't.
An Irish wake is great fun. And we're celebrating the Irish wakes at a festival now.
So we're celebrating Irish wakes?
Yes. Yeah, because the Irish do deaths very well, as we know.
I know,
and they
yeah.
can be great crack.
But so we've a death festival then?
Well, a wake festival. It's called the World's Only Keening Festival. Keening must mean wake. So it's the World's Only Keening Festival, which is returning to Mayo. And some people, as I say, might think this is a bit grim. I think it's a great idea. The World's Only Arts Festival, dedicated to the ancient art of the Irish wake, is returning to Mayo on Saturday the 3rd of May. And they're expecting followers and fans from all over the world to attend the Keening Festival, where they have Keening workshops, talk about the wake and its rites. And the organisers say the wake remains a defining feature of Irish society, which eases the grief and sense of loss many feel with the death of their loved ones. And they say it's only right that we continue to celebrate these ancient rituals and rites in the world's only wake festival.
So how is it going to operate?
You'll just celebrate the Irish wake, how the Irish do death well, talk about some of the Shannon O'Neill singing that goes on. And
well,
just
it is the singing, the Keening, isn't it? Isn't that, that's what it is,
I didn't
singing.
Know what Keening was. I wasn't sure, but
okay.
I know it's
singing,
to do with the
I think,
wake.
Isn't it? It's a certain yeah. type of singing.
And they say that the Irish do death well because of the wake, and that's why they're celebrating it. As I say, you can have great crack at a wake, by the way.
Yeah.
They're not that miserable. They're not that grim. Obviously, they are for the people involved.
Yeah,
but if
yeah,
you're attending,
yeah. Okay.
It can be a bit of crack.
So this is happening in Mayo this weekend?
No, not this weekend, on the 3rd of
Sorry.
May. We're just bringing you the news of it in case you'd like
of
to
course,
go.
Of course, yeah.
You'll be first in line to go, I imagine.
I've had no doubt about it. Don't leave cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. It's not the cowgirls, but the cows.
The cows. But we've one woman who wants to be a cowgirl and has become a cowgirl in a different way in Wexford. There are cows on the prowl in Wexford. Actually, going through the local papers this week, loads of stories around the country of cows on the prowl.
Really?
It must be the good weather because loads of people are noticing cows on the prowl. But this story is from Enniscorthy, where last Saturday, people watched in confusion as a herd of cows paraded up and down the river walkway on the Temple Shannon side of Enniscorthy. And there's one woman, Sharon Callahan, who is a shop in Enniscorthy called Revive and Thrive, and she expected a normal day at work last Saturday when she parked up her car at 9:30 in the morning. She was getting her parking ticket and turned around, and there's a number of cows who'd escaped their field and sauntered onto the banks of the River Slaney. She put it up online and saw someone tagging an animal rescue group, so she kind of thought no more about it, someone will come and rescue them. That was all fine. She then went out for her lunch after a hard day's morning work in her shop, went out for lunch at about 1:15 and realised that instead of leaving, the cows had multiplied and were mingling in the river and on the verge of the banks and on a slipway road with busy cars driving past. So she went down and had a standoff with the cows, and she was just staring at the cows were staring back at her. Two young lads got off a bus as well, and also a volunteer from Southeast Animal Rescue, and they began herding the cows back to where they came from. Sharon says she always wanted to be a cowgirl, but this was something else, and local Gardaí have said they've spoken with the farmer about the herd's fun day trip out.
Yeah.
So they made the Sharon and the two lads off the bus made sure that the cows were safe. She's only in Enniscorthy a year, so she probably thinks this is a normal occurrence there.
Yeah.
But clearly something that you don't see every day.
Definitely not. Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter. Shane will be back with you at 6 o'clock on Monday morning. Have a lovely weekend hosting.
Thank you, and you have a lovely quiet weekend. I'll be watching your Instagram to see how quiet it is, because you never do a quiet weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. on News Talk.